up and Adam. Good morning. Happy Monday, the start of another week. It is Snow FM breakfast, and it's Simo and Jordan hanging out.
And Simo, it's sunny outside. The sun's coming up. Where else would you rather be in the world, hey?
Oh, mate. I mean, we enjoy ourselves, so there's really nowhere.
I thought you were thinking of somewhere else you'd rather be.
Well, I did flirt with that.
Oh, you mentioned it. New York's pretty nice this time of year. London, always wanted to go to Africa to see the lions.
No, I'd get eaten.
Yeah, that would be bad.
So how did you?
I mean, you'd only have to pay for a one-way trip, though, so that would save money.
So how did you spend your weekend, Jordan?
I spent my weekend in my house, going in between the couch and my bed.
Oh, was that?
That was my weekend. It was brilliant.
Did you pack snacks for the journey?
It was a long journey. It took all of about 20 seconds.
Yeah.
I had to stop a couple of times and just, you know, hose myself halfway through.
Fair enough.
But no, I did absolutely nothing, and it was glorious. How about you, though? You went on a little bit of a road trip, though.
Yeah, Canberra and back. Saw a bit of Bredbo, Cooma as well. There were some motorcycles hanging around. Also, the Rotary Markets in Cooma on the weekend as well. So nice. I was getting amongst that. But no, it was great to see plenty of people out and about, kind of getting amongst the spring. What are we, 2 weeks in?
Something like that.
Ridiculous. Jonas Blue, What I Like About You on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan Wright here with you for your Monday. And things always start off a little shaky.
Yeah, Simo, each and every Monday, first thing we decide to take it in turns in doing a health-related shot. It's the perfect thing to get the week off and running, I reckon.
The origins of the idea were that it's a good way to kind of start your week. Do it the right way.
Yeah.
Indulge in some kind of liquid that is going to give you radiating health benefits.
I'm not sure radiating should be used in health benefits. But anyway, true. Simo, this week it is my turn to provide the shot of the health drink for you.
Now, you are building a bit of a rep/history of going too far.
What do you mean? No, I'm not. I don't think I am.
Okay.
Why? What things have I done in the past that you would say would
soy
be too
sauce
far?
Was right up there.
I admit that may have been too far.
What else was involved? There was
tomato sauce.
Yeah, you went with the sauces, the condiments. I think you got a bit confused along the way.
Well, Simo, you'll be glad to know that this is not a condiment.
Okay, what is it?
But I think you're going to wish it was.
Right. Alrighty, fair call.
All right, Simo, I haven't revealed what it is for just yet.
Dun, 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 dun.
See this plastic bag here, Simo?
Yeah, I can see the plastic bag.
All right. Just getting the item in question out of the plastic bag.
Righto.
Now, this item has many health benefits.
Yes.
I'm sure you sometimes like to also eat them for breakfast.
Okay, it's right, because I was like, is this hand moisturizer or something? Oh, raw eggs, mate.
You will be shotting a raw egg, Simo.
Dude.
They're free range. They're organic. They're extra large as well. I splashed out on the expensive ones.
Well, at least they
are
free
Simo,
range.
You'll be eating a raw egg. Would you like to know some of the nutritional implements.
Yeah, go for
an
it.
Egg.
Yep.
So they're very nutritious. Vitamin A, vitamin B5, vitamin... Oh, lots of vitamins.
Do you call them vitamins?
Yeah, why would you call them?
I call them vitamins, but that's just me. Go for it.
Oh, well. Okay, well, they got plenty
of
vitamins.
I love a good vitamin.
I'm just reading an article here. High in cholesterol. I thought that was bad, but
high in cholesterol.
Yeah,
I think in your youth, cholesterol might be good.
That's a good thing.
Yeah,
we'll see. You're still in your youth.
There you go.
Contained protein is another one. They are linked to reducing heart disease.
Yep,
which is a good thing.
Need that.
They contain that word, lutein, and look, I'm gonna give it a go.
Lutein's a place in England.
No, I mean it is. Yes, but. Contain lutein and xanthin.
Oh, xanthin and a vitamin.
Yes, and antioxidants and all. Lots of. And Simo, they
antioxidants?
Contain. Simo, they contain lots of other good things that I can't pronounce.
Okay.
I'm going to go crack one into our shot glass.
All right.
One
beautiful.
Of extra large eggs. And then Simo's going to shot it next.
Yuck. All right. Well, that's going to be happening. Rudimental and Elderbrook, something about you. Snow FM breakfast. Simo and Jordan for your Monday. Just hit 22 minutes past.
And Simo, each and every Monday we take it in turns to do a shot of a health-related beverage. This week it's me that has picked the drink for you. Simo, you
yes.
don't seem too pleased with my choice, but you never do.
No, I mean, once again, beverage. It's an interesting concept of a beverage, Jordan.
It is a raw egg. Yeah. What I picked out for you. Simo, it's healthy. What
anything,
are you talking about?
Anything that comes out of a shell, typically not a liquid.
Well, this is a liquid.
So you can get involved, have your decision on who partakes in the shot. 6457297. However, It is worth mentioning this morning, we have spoken upon recent times about being able to veto a shot because of the health benefits being, let's say, trumped up.
I see.
Like, so I'm not going to disagree with you in regards to what is present inside the
Good, let's
egg.
Finish it there. There's no need to continue on with that sentence.
Now, do you know whereabouts in the egg the health benefits are?
No.
Like, you just, okay, right. So, again, you haven't done your research again, so I'm probably not...
I literally Googled health benefits of eggs. That so, was my entire research.
I am a bit of a gym junkie, so I did actually look into this at one point in time.
Oh, drinking raw eggs?
Yes, and we do have a caller through this morning to get amongst it. So as soon as the machines work, we'll get them involved. But the yolk, right? The yellow part of the egg.
Yes, I'm aware what the yolk is.
Just checking on for
the
you
the yellow
there, buddy.
Part.
Yeah,
sort
is
of,
where...
I would say orange, but, you know.
Is where all of the kind of... all of those things that you listed...
I see.
...kind of live, if you like. So and then the white part of the egg is where it's basically just the protein is. So good morning to our first caller through. Who have we got there for the Monday?
Just a normal person.
William. William's like right there. So, William, raw eggs, where do you stand on that?
Have you ever drunk one?
Yeah, have you done it?
Yeah, I've drank on a raw egg before and it's not too nice.
No.
What does it taste like? Because, like, I mean, I know very much what cooked eggs taste like. I've had many. But what is Simo about to go through?
It's unpleasant. Real unpleasant.
Okay, so...
I mean, I've got the egg here, Simo. I cracked it into the shot glass. Would you like me to whisk it up as if it was you were making scrambled eggs or an omelet?
Yeah,
or would you prefer?
You can whisk. Go for it.
However, you know what, Simo? I'm not going to whisk because I just realised I have nothing to whisk with. I didn't bring a fork with me.
Dear.
So, I mean, I've got a pen, but I kind of need that for the rest of the show. I don't really want that covered in egg. So, Simo, the egg will remain unwhisked.
So, William...
Thanks for calling up. I'm just going to pass the shot over to Simo now.
Well, first and foremost, this is all part of it. We have the correspondence this morning. Is Jordan within the spirit of this game, or do you think he's taken it too far?
we're switching it up.
Oh, you just cut out there, which is brilliant news for me, because I have a feeling you were going to make me do it.
So is Jordan doing the shot this morning?
Jordan's doing it.
As you should, Jordan. Once again, pushing the envelope a little too far does not work to your advantage.
Hey, William, I know it's not Easter time, but can I substitute the real egg for a chocolate egg?
No.
It was worth a try.
I'm glad you whisked?
The egg remains unwhisked. I can still see the orange yolk and the white and all that sort of stuff. Oh,
it's
God.
William from Canberra. He's come through for me again, which I am very thankful for. Namely, because when I've done my research this morning, it's got all of the nutritious value of having
the
a raw egg.
That I was looking at.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Did you happen to skip over one very important sentence? Would you like
maybe.
To hear it?
Oh, look, not necessarily, considering I'm about to do it, but okay, go on. What's the sentence then?
However, eating raw eggs or foods containing such benefits does increase the concerns and risks of salmonella infection.
Does that mean I get to go home sick immediately after this segment?
Potentially. I reckon that's only fair. But then again, William's done it, and William, you turned out fine, right?
Oh, did you hear that, William? He's insulting you.
Yeah, no, so he's turned out fine, so...
William, Simo's insulting you. If I were you, I'd change my mind. It's not too late.
So go for it, Jordan.
Oh, no,
make
great.
It happen here. Right. I'll give you a warm-up. Here's the 7 seconds to pick it up.
Slimy.
Nom nom, you do need the you do need the extra protein. Some right. of us do the protein shakes on the daily.
Some of us don't.
There you go.
All right, William, let's get this over with. Give us a countdown.
Go for it, mate.
All right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go for it.
Just before I do it, Simo, we're on, what time, so we're on till 9.
Yes.
What time is it now?
The time is 27 minutes past 6.
Can I stall for another 2.5 hours?
No, you cannot. Sink it.
It's a good challenge. I'm going to give it a go. Oh, no, okay.
Here we go.
Oh, it's all slimy and horrible.
All right, here's your 15 seconds intro. Wow, it sounds like funeral music.
Oh, it's all slimy.
Oh, man, that makes me feel sick.
I know.
Are you alright?
I'm gonna go and have a lie down.
Oh, dude.
Oh, that was horrible.
Oh. Always somebody. We are gonna rob a bank or something?
No, we're not.
No?
No, I
mean, that's something we're very much not doing.
Yes, I'm not an expert on robbing banks, but I would say that broadcasting the fact that you are going to rob a bank moments before you rob a bank, probably not the most sensible idea.
I mean, it's not, your success rate's going to go down, right?
Yeah, I mean, the thrill rate would go up, and like the success that you'd feel afterwards would be amazing.
The reason we're bringing up heists is because this has everything that you need for a good heist, all right?
It's just before you get into the story,
yeah,
not robbing banks, just want to clarify that. We are definitely not going to rob a bank, or are we?
$1.8 million artwork.
I see.
Done by an Italian designer.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a, well, it formerly was in a British museum. It's been pinched.
Oh, have they found it, or is it on the run?
Still on the run.
I see.
Yeah, well, but it would be difficult considering it's a solid gold toilet.
Okay. Sorry, I'm going to need you to repeat those words.
Solid gold toilet, 18 karat gold. Designed by an Italian artist.
So that is the art. Because when you said artwork, I thought like painting or something.
No.
But no, it's like, is it a painting of a toilet or an actual?
No, it's an actual. Look at it. Look at that.
Oh, yeah, look at the picture. It's an actual toilet out of solid gold. Does it work in the traditional way that a toilet does?
I mean, it's art, mate. So I assume it functions.
No, it's art, so it's utterly useless.
Art imitating life.
Yeah.
Solid gold.
I mean, that's when you know you've got too much money, isn't it? When you want a solid gold toilet in your life.
The loo, valued at $1.8 million. And was installed as part of an art exhibition. It was taken in the early hours of Saturday, and the force, which I assume is what the English call the police, said that they were called to reports of a burglary at 5 a.m. The piece of art that was stolen apparently is a high-value toilet made of gold that was on display at the palace.
Oh, a high-value toilet as opposed to what? Those normal toilets.
The artwork has not been recovered at this time, but we are conducting a thorough investigation to find and bring those responsible to justice.
Do you know how it was taken? Was it like a tunnel underneath the museum, you know, that they dug with spoons a la Shawshank Redemption? Or was it like, you know, where they dropped down from the ceiling with cables?
Get this.
That sort of stuff. That would have been cool.
So a 66-year-old man has been arrested in connection with the incident. The museum has suffered significant damage and flooding following the burglary because the loo, designed by Italian artist Maurizio Catalan, has been, was plumbed. I think that's...
Oh, so it actually probably worked.
Yeah, no, it was available for visitors to use.
Also, if anyone in the world can appreciate the, you know, the use of a good toilet, it's a 66-year-old male, isn't it?
That's the only reason he wanted it, surely. Yeah. My pain. Of Monsters and Men, Wars on Snow FM Breakfast, 6 minutes on the way to your 7 o'clock.
And Simo, it's interesting you should play the band of Monsters and Men, because that is what we're talking about. Monsters this morning on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo, you'd be aware of the Loch Ness Monster.
Yes, familiar.
Lives in Scotland, a Scottish loch.
We've got our own here in Australia, the Bunyip, which I'm a massive fan of, Murray River.
We do, and Simo, over the weekend, China put its hat in the ring.
Threw its hat in the ring,
that was the phrase I was looking for. Because footage has been revealed of Simo, a giant monster floating down the, I'm going to try and pronounce it, Yangtze River.
Oh, yeah.
In China. Are you aware?
I'm familiar with the river.
Are you actually?
I am, yeah.
Oh, there you
I
go.
Played 1970s Trivial Pursuit. Is that how you say that?
Yeah.
Over the weekend. And naturally...
Crazy Saturday nights at Simo's.
It was outrageous.
So this monster in question, if you have a look at the footage, it's been seen by like 2 million people or something.
Okay.
It looks like a giant snake would be the best way of describing it.
Oh, dear.
It's been estimated to be at least 10 feet long. And this is like the weirdest way of measuring something ever.
Mm.
But local reports suggest that the thickness, it's as thick as an adult human thigh.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if that's just a Chinese thing, if that's how they measure thickness.
It's
imagine a 10-foot long adult human thigh just casually swimming down the river.
I've actually heard about this, that it's... People are now measuring things in that way.
In what, thighs?
Yeah, to not use the metric system.
Really?
Yeah. So they're like, that's this many doorways, this many humans.
Oh, so how far is it from Jindabyne to Cooma? Oh, yeah. It's about 10,000 human adult thighs.
That's about how far it is.
Interesting.
How
fast were you going there, sir? Oh, sorry about that, officer. I was just going 100 thighs an hour.
Yeah.
Stick to normal.
That's how much they don't want to use the metric system.
Also, 100 thighs an hour is incredibly slow. Now I think about
maybe,
it.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, no, we'll think about it, because 100 kilometres an hour...
Depends whose thighs it is.
Yeah, but no one's thigh is a kilometre long.
So there's a snake that's come out of a river.
Got a little bit off topic.
Is it an anaconda?
Well, no, because they don't have a... like the.
Is this because Nicki Minaj has retired that all the snakes are now super pissed off?
Mutiny! Mutiny in the snake community!
Yeah.
No. There is the Voice of Reason has come out and said, well, it's most commonly just a Burmese python.
Okay.
They kind of roughly grow to about that length. They normally spend their time on land, but can swim, and indeed do. But, I mean, where's the fun in that?
So what was the metric measurement of how big this thing? Because I can't place
10,
it.
10 feet long. So just imagine that's 10 subways.
Okay, 10 subway foot long sandwiches.
Yes, because...
Right.
Because 1 foot long sandwich is a foot long, so just imagine 10 of them. Just imagine 10 of them end to end and the size of your thigh.
And the thickness was...
A thigh.
A thigh.
Yeah. Not a chicken thigh, which are delicious.
Right, human.
A human adult thigh.
Well, as long as it's not Usain Bolt's thigh, I guess, because those are powerful.
And provided this thing stays in China and doesn't come to Lake Jindabyne, I will be very happy.
Yeah, please. Tiesto, Jekko, Post Malone as well on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan with you, about to hit 7:15, and that sandwich of yours was potent this morning.
Might have had salami in it, which may have had a stronger smell than I...
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. It's what I'll get some air freshener or something. Sorry about that.
So this might be an option for you. Malise, a region in South Italy, apparently is offering Australian $1,120. This is per month.
Was my sandwich that smelly? You're forcing me to go to Italy.
To live in one of its more unpopulated villages for 3 years. You can make $1,000 a month. So,
Liv, is that the picture of the little village there I can see on your screen?
Potentially, yes.
Well, I mean, as much as I enjoy doing the show, I'm going to go pack my bags. Why? What's the catch? Is there a catch?
There is a catch. Apparently, you need to find a village with fewer than 2,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
You need to open up a business. So the president of Malise mentioned that they can open any sort of business / activity, a bread shop, a stationery shop, a restaurant, anything. It's a way to breathe life back into our towns while also increasing the population. You've breathed some kind of life into the studio this morning.
Can I go over there and just open a really crap business, one that's perhaps not open 7 days a week and just consists of me lying on a beach?
You might have found a loophole there.
Thank you. That's my middle name.
Jordan Loophole.
Jordan Finding Loopholes. It's very long and complicated when you have to write it down on a form.
I'm almost considering that. I mean, that's what, 70 months?
Yeah, no, I run this this hairdresser here. Yeah. It's not open, ever. We're closed for maintenance.
70,
that's it.
70 grand in your pocket for 3 years to go live in the south of Italy?
Look, I mean, there are worse places you could live.
Right back, coloured, a boogie with a hoodie as well. Snow FM Breakfast, 19 minutes to 8. And Simo and Jordan right here with you.
And Simo, we're talking air travel. Our plane had to be diverted to Ireland over the weekend. Everyone's fine. Everything ended up
okay.
Brilliantly.
How does clumsy people involve with the air travel?
Well, yes, you bring up clumsy person because it was the clumsy pilot's fault that this all happened.
Right.
So, Simo, you're on a plane from Frankfurt in Germany flying to Mexico. You got up in the air, just cruising, just settled into watching a movie or having a meal, having a bit of a sleep. That's normally about the time where the flight attendants go up to the cockpit and say, would you like any drinks to the captains?
Fair call.
The captain says, yes, I'll have a coffee, please.
Okay.
I think you can probably see where this is going.
All right. So, I mean, he's had obviously maybe a bit of a big night, needs a pick-me-up, coffee.
No, not like that.
He's wearing a sombrero at the time because he's headed to Mexico.
Well, I mean...
Unconfirmed.
I mean, I don't know whether sombreros fit through the cockpit door. I don't know if you've seen
probably
them.
Probably not.
They're quite narrow.
Yeah.
And the sombreros don't even fit into the overhead locker.
Yeah.
So you'd probably have to check it in or something. Anyway, so the flight attendant gave the pilot in question a coffee without a lid.
Rookies.
The captain has then gone to pick up his coffee and accidentally knocked it all over the controls.
Oh, man.
Which, I mean, I'm not an expert. I am very much not qualified to fly an aeroplane.
The horror is real.
But I do know that coffee going all over the controls and all the buttons in the cockpits,
yep,
probably not a good idea. Some of the liquid spilled onto the audio control panel, which became very hot and produced smoke, forcing them all to put their masks on.
Oh, man.
And fortunately, though, he did manage to... The big steering wheel thingy that they've got up there, that was not damaged.
The steering wheely thingy.
You know what? It's a yoke, I think it's called.
How long do pilots have to study for you to call their controls the steering wheely thingy?
Well, you know, the thing that makes the plane go left, right, up and down.
All right.
I think it's called a yoke, actually.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that was not damaged and was able to fly the plane, landing successfully in Ireland. where, I don't know, they probably just dried it out or...
So the passengers got off the plane, they're like, this isn't Mexico.
Mexico's Jay.
Yeah.
There seems to be lots of Irish people and small people wearing green.
It's with all the clover.
Yeah, exactly. Simo, have you ever had any dramas on an aeroplane?
No, I've never decided to go to Mexico for this reason.
No, who decides to go to Mexico? Who wakes up in one morning thinking, I'm in Frankfurt, Germany.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I'm going to fly to Mexico in the hope that as we're hovering over Ireland, the pilot accidentally spills his drink on the cockpit. Who does that, Simo?
No one. But so, did they make it to Mexico in the end?
In the end, yeah, very much delayed.
Right.
Managed to fix the plane or get a new plane or something. Anyway, they managed to get to Mexico and go on with their holidays or business or whatever they were doing in Mexico.
Because you don't do hot beverages at all, right? Really?
No, not really.
So do you...
Not for this reason, just for a taste reason.
I mean, everyone knows that you don't use cutlery either, so do you...
Wait,
actually...
hang on. Everyone knows I don't use cutlery. What are you talking about, Simo?
The fact that, okay, 90% of your meals, I'm going to go with, are they handheld?
Thinking, might have had a sandwich for dinner last night. Had a sandwich again this morning.
Yeah,
but I still don't know how to use cutlery. Do you want me to eat a sandwich with cutlery? Is that what you're saying?
The reason I bring it up is just because, in regards to beverages.
Yes, Simo, what is the reason? Why is the reason you bring
so
it up?
So, do you
use a knife and fork for beverages? No.
But do you use, like, with your cups in the morning, that kind of thing? Are you a straw, like, all the time?
No.
Okay. Just checking how much of a child you are, but clearly the pilot...
I know how to use a knife and fork, Simo.
Clearly the
pilot... I know how to... I use cutlery for meals that cutlery is appropriate for.
And what would... clearly the pilot has learnt his lesson. Is there any... Has he had anything stripped? Like, has he lost his coffee privileges?
Look, I think they'll be giving him his coffee with a lid from now on.
Yeah, probably.
That's probably safer.
Little sippy straw for the coffee, just like, either that or maybe not allowed in the cockpit going forward.
What, the pilot's not allowed in the cockpit?
Yeah.
That's worrying.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm the pilot. I'm not allowed in there. I'm just sitting in the business class down the back here.
Señorita. Snow FM. Alesso and Summer Camp in the middle on Snow FM. Breakfast, Simo and Jordan right here with you. 5 minutes to eight, and Christmas decorations have made an appearance, doing the rounds on the articles online. Where do you stand with when they should go up, Jordan? Because it's way too early for it, right?
Yeah, it's mid-September. Like, it's way too early to be putting Christmas decorations up. It's way too early to be talking about Christmas.
Apparently, the most Christmas-obsessed people among us are already counting down the days to mince pies, mulled wine, and presents. And a study has been done regarding those that are already getting amongst the thought / putting the Christmas decorations up are happier people in general. I would go with insane.
Yeah,
personally.
I would go with happy, but certainly the people that are around aren't happy because the people around are saying, why are you doing this so early?
Mm.
Like, this is Christmas, lovely time, don't get me wrong, but it's mid-September.
Considering we mentioned, so over the weekend, like, you haven't been rushing around buying any Christmas decorations to put up.
No.
Right?
Because I'm a normal person.
But you...
You're wearing green today, Simo. Is that a Christmassy thing?
No, but have you... You've done, like, the share house thing, right?
Yeah.
So, how do you go with the Christmas tree? I'm always intrigued by how share houses go. Well, no, not in regards to the tree situation. So, do you take it upon yourself to take charge of that?
No, all the share houses I've lived in, I think. Someone else has taken care of the tree in the decorating situation.
Right, and has...
I've just taken charge of getting presents for the other members of the share house.
All right, so has it dragged on is my other question. So, like...
No.
Okay.
Used to live with someone who was very efficient and all that sort of stuff. Kind of before New Year's Day, the Christmas tree would be down, decorations packed back into their box.
Was that person...
Actually, I tell a lie. I think we've still got our lights out on the balcony. Okay. But we don't turn them on, so you...
Doesn't count?
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Wafia, more Aussie music on Snow FM. A breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan with you. 20 to 9.
Now, Simo, I want you to put your police officer's hat on for a moment.
Ah, here it is.
And pretend for a moment that you're a police officer.
Alrighty.
Obviously not legally, because I think impersonating a cop is illegal.
Illegal, yep.
Yes, but just imagine you are an English police officer. You're just sitting around the police office.
Okay.
When this call comes through.
Right, alrighty, go.
There's a naked man running around a local cornfield.
Oh, dear.
What do you do, Simo? Oh, no, not again. That's the third one this week.
It's like, oh, I've got to go talk to my brother again.
Oh, God, someone's let him out.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do this. No, but this genuinely happened in Derbyshire, in England.
You'd have to go do your job, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but, like, what would you do? Just go and make the man put pants on, I guess.
Lasso?
Yeah, you could.
I mean, would make it more of a story, wouldn't it?
I mean,
if a police rocked up with trying to lasso a naked man running through a field.
I mean, if it was the Wild West or something like that, I can understand lassos.
I think they still use them, American police rather.
What? Oh, I was going to say British police.
No,
not American police still use it.
Yeah,
I thought they just got guns.
Yeah, they got guns as well, but you know,
they think. Oh no, well my gun's all the way over there.
Yep.
But I happen to have this piece of rope here.
Yeah, yep.
Let's just try and lasso the assailant. No lasso was used.
Okay.
In this story, some British police went on Twitter.
Hmm.
So this was a police officer's first day on the job as well, which
nice.
Kind of adds to it. He tweeted, first day on the job, a report of a male running naked through cornfields. The mind boggles.
Dad, stop.
When police had arrived, the man in question had left the scene.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, they couldn't question him or catch up with him or work out why Simo's dad was doing this.
No.
But, yeah, it's a... Ever felt the need to run naked around vegetables, Simo?
No, I feel like that's something that comes upon people, though. They have the kind of red mist come down, and then they want to streak. Like, you've been at games where people have... What's the past tense of streaking?
Struck?
Stroke? No.
Stroke? No, not stroke. I have been at sporting events where people have thought that it would be a good idea to lose the clothes and go for a bit of a run on the pitch.
You included.
No, I haven't done it.
All right, you've just run on a pitch.
Oh, yeah,
no,
I've run on the pitch. I was very cold.
Okay, right.
No, so when I did it, it was in England, actually, too. I was fully clothed. It was very cold.
Right.
So my jacket was staying on.
Yeah, I wonder what the temperature was that this guy was dealing with.
Yeah, well, look, the temperatures in England at the moment, probably not the warmest, shall we say.
Never are. Like, they never are.
And exactly. I mean, if you're going to streaks, go somewhere like the Sahara.
Do you ever get, I mean, so that's why I ask you, because you've at least had a bit of a taste of the streaking mentality.
I was fully clothed. I was to just make sure that that's everyone, that's just clear.
Yeah.
It's fully clothed.
But does something happen to you that makes you want to do it? Like,
well,
when you're at a sporting event, what consumes people to all of a sudden go, you know what, I want to, in your case, run on a pitch fully clothed, but in their case, I want to run on the pitch, but I also want to take off my clothes.
Well, a couple of contributing factors, I would say. The major one would be alcohol.
Okay, right. Is it literally just attention-seeking?
Probably. Like, I should say when I did it, there was 1,000 other people doing it at the same time, so I don't think that really counts.
Okay, right. I'm just wondering if it's like a higher calling or something.
What, people think that...
Yeah, somehow they're achieving something by getting naked, running on a football pitch... I'm in a field. No one's even going to see you do that.
I know.
But you are going to, I guess, give a brand new policeman a thrill.